the victims. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News.
Jill and I have come to stand with you. And to the families, we've come to grieve with you.
President Biden in Buffalo, New York this morning after Saturday's mass shooting at a supermarket where an admitted white supremacist is accused of targeting black people, killing 10.
In America, evil will not win, I promise you. Hate will not prevail. And white supremacy will not have the last word.
The president also denouncing so-called replacement theory, which claims whites will be replaced by people of color. Capital murder charges filed against the suspect in Sunday's shooting at a Southern California church.
68-year-old David Cho, the Las Vegas man accused of fatally shooting one and injuring five others at the Geneva Presbyterian Church, faces charges including first-degree murder with an enhancement of lying in wait.
These 10 counts at this time, you know, carry the maximum punishment allowed by law, which is death or life without the possibility of parole.
Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer. Officials say Cho, a U.S. citizen of Chinese descent, targeted Taiwanese parishioners upset over political tensions between China and Taiwan.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Cho also faces five counts of attempted murder and four counts of possession of destructive devices with intent to kill or harm. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, the leading contender in today's Senate primary, has undergone a procedure to have a pacemaker after suffering a stroke last week. His campaign says the pacemaker will protect his heart and address the cause of Fetterman's stroke. Fetterman, who is 52, says he is expected to make a full recovery. On Wall Street, stocks rose steadily throughout the day, ending with broad gains. The Dow plus 431, the Nasdaq added 321, the S&P gained 80. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
One country continues its attempts to stop the expansion of NATO.
In a 188-8 vote on Tuesday, the Finnish parliament voted to seek membership into NATO. At the same time, Sweden signed a formal application. One potential hurdle in the path to membership is Turkey, where the president spoke out again this week, saying the process would not be easy for the two Nordic countries, accusing the countries of shielding terrorists. Without full support, Sweden and Finland would not be able to join the 30-member military alliance. NATO says it does not believe that Turkey will attempt to block the expansion. In London, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
This is President Biden set to host the leaders of Sweden and Finland at the White House Thursday to discuss their applications to join NATO. Secretary of State Antony Blinken plans to meet with his Turkish counterpart on the sidelines of the UN Wednesday. There's more uncertainty in the deal to sell Twitter.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk now says his offer to buy Twitter can't move forward unless the company is more transparent about how many of its accounts are fake. There's already been speculation that Musk was looking to renegotiate the $44 billion price he agreed to pay for Twitter. Now he says the deal can't move forward until it shows proof that only 5% of its accounts are fake spam. Twitter chief executive Parag Agrawal says the company suspends more than 500,000 spam accounts a day and locks millions of accounts suspected of being fake weekly if they can't be verified by humans. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
The three known living survivors of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre are getting a $1 million donation from a New York nonprofit organization. The co-founder of Business for Good says the three, who are all over 100 years old, will share the money. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.